shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott, 7:05, December the 13th, Tuesday. And our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room is open. And Fargy's there, and Indie Guy, good morning, gentlemen. Of course, we're always joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How you doing today, Bad Bob?
Doing well. Had to come in last night and take care of a little engineering issue, but now I'm awake.
Microsoft does updates, and when it kicked our streaming off.
Are we just totally grateful for
to Bad Bob?
To both Bobs, but especially in this situation, Bob. Bad Bob came in. I don't know what time was that.
It was about 8 o'clock. We were just thinking about getting ready to make the cats happy and go upstairs, you know, and get ready to hit it, because of getting up at 5 is always, as you know.
Well, we could take that two ways, but.
Making the cats happy.
Making the cats happy.
Was that like making Elk Killer happy yesterday?
Oh, man. Huh? You know, I could make money on a YouTube video. Don't get me going down that road.
You laughed so hard.
We were doing a little filming at the house yesterday.
I wish I would have had a video of you watching Snooki do her number. What's it called?
It wasn't Elk Killer and the Armadillo. It was Bad Bob stumbling around the room trying not to fall over laughing.
Priceless.
The doggy psychology comes to mind here. You know, you have a disturbed doggy.
That dog is not disturbed. It was happy. You know what? And the only thing is, he was doing it in your camera bag. She was doing it in your camera bag. And speaking of she and happy, but not disturbed.
I'm not doing
Linda.
It in the camera
here's,
bag. Sorry.
That's right. Here's Linda.
I'm just going to keep this G-rated as much as I can. Morning frost this morning with a high of 56 degrees. Currently 42 degrees. Waking up this morning, it turned on the 3 degrees in Alturas. I'll tell you what, I don't think those little squirrels that are going to be coming out in April mounds.
They'll be up.
They are not.
They're up. I'm buying more ammo. This is going to be a squirrel year.
Well, you've got me a special
squirrel.
Queen of the squirrel shoot. I got to take it out and shine it up a little bit.
That's
here.
Right. We're trying to do some
patchy
shooting this
frost
year.
With tonight. Temperature is going to be around a low of 26. Morning frost tomorrow with a 57. And tomorrow night, we start moving into what could possibly be snow. We have a light chance of showers on Wednesday evening with lows of around 32. And then Thursday, the chance of showers. But we have heard that in the mountains, there could be snow. And so that's really great. A couple PSA announcements here. The Chaska Community Services is holding their annual holiday gift wrapping fundraiser at the Mount Shasta Mall. So, folks, when you're, how am I going to wrap this? What am I going to do? This, it only happens once a year. Wonderful. If you're buying, goodies and you can't figure out how to wrap or, you know, how much it costs to wrap and you're just not going to throw it in a sack. Here is a place that's right smack in the middle of the mall. They currently have gift wrapping both near Old Navy. And if you'd like to volunteer, please call SCS Administration Office at 243-1651. That's 243-1651. Now, I don't want to hear, I can't meet anybody. I don't want to go on the internet. How fabulous to volunteer if you're kind of hanging around or sitting around. Volunteer to gift wrap at the mall. How much fun. You know how many people? Interesting. All walks of life.
And then at least you get to meet somebody obviously has money because they've got gifts in their hands.
The gift wrapping booth will be open through December 24th. And the Shasta Community Services is a nonprofit organization that provides services to people with disabilities. So that is the biggest fundraiser of the year. And I think it would be fabulous if you can volunteer.
Okay. Now we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondek. He's got the market minute, and the market has been kind of ups and downs here. Chris, what's it look like today?
Well, good morning, Carl. Well, we're on an upswing today. The yo-yo's going back up the string. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 124 points at 12,145. The S&P 500 is up 13 points at 1249, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 22 points at 2635. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 112 million shares. Looking at some of the more actively traded issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 11 cents at $5.56. Ford is up 15 cents at $11 even. Morgan Stanley up 65 cents at $16.03, while Pfizer is up 41 cents at $20.80. Of local interest, PG&E up 53 cents at $38.63, Safeway adding 24 cents at $21.25, and North Valley Bank is down 13 cents at $9.62 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.06%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24%. Oil is up $1.34 a barrel at $99.11, and precious metals are higher with gold up $6.80 an ounce at $16.72.90. Well, silver is up 32 cents an ounce at $31.60. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris.
We have a market minute here from Wells Fargo at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning and again in the afternoon. Hey, we come back. We're going to be talking what day in history it is. The Obama administration extorting a decision from Boeing. We're going to talk about what's feared more. Big government or big business. We have new polls. We're going to be talking about the raising of taxes right here in California.
Plus a shooting experience, a shooting situation that you may not have heard about.
Down in L.A.
And two people who have collected money, funny money, in a situation where they should not have. What do you think about that?
Also, we're going to be having Lucky Jezrani today. We're talking on our special legal show.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to KCNR. That's 1460 on your dial.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars, a great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE-certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Start spreading the news. Let me just hear his opening line. Listen to this. Oh. Oh, well. Oh, got it. Just okay. I was waiting for it to hear him. The stat. Okay. Currently 40 degrees downtown. You know what? This is a story that came up on the internet today that I looked at first thing. Oh, it makes you think, you know, these random acts of violence and be grateful. The person who was killed, not provoking, not doing anything, just driving his car. Probably just went shopping for his family. And how horrible. I don't know if you, of course, you've heard of the Spice Girls and Jessica Simpson and some of these famous actress singers. John Atterbury. He died at Cedars-Sinai because a rampaging gunman down in Hollywood was wielding his gun and just shooting. Just shooting because he was upset. He broke up with his girlfriend. Yeah,
he was walking down the street on a major thoroughfare and shooting at cars as they went by.
20 bullets.
Yeah.
So this guy whose name was Brem, his ex-girlfriend, said that they had just recently broken up. But he walked down the middle of Sunset firing on motorists with no clear target and injured three of them before the two police officers who just happened to be in the area. So it was a motorcycle cop that came, and this guy was just shot. Atterbury was killed driving in his car down Sunset. So I just thought I'd share that with you. I mean, I know that is gruesome, but it makes you think about in this moment, be happy in this moment, because anything can happen that's just, you know, crazy. You want to go into this day in history? Next. It was on this day in 1928 that George Gershwin composed An American in Paris. That was that fabulous. The debut was performed by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Walter Domrosch. A tone poem, An American in Paris, was used as a ballet for Gene Kelly's 1951 performance in the movie of the same name. Unfortunately, George Gershwin did not live to see his composition being danced to the Academy Award winning An American Paris, but it did win 6 Oscars: Best Art Direction, Set Direction, Color, Best Color Cinematography, Best Costume Design, Best Story and Screenplay, Best Picture, and Best Score. This day in history.
There you go. You know, there was something we just got from the chat room about a new bill that was passed to the Senate, and it comes through in different ways you look at it. But according to David L. Cox from Reading, this was in the Record Searchlight, that the U.S. Senate has passed a law that would allow American citizens, people born and raised in this country, to be detained indefinitely just for being suspected of terrorism. Not convicted, just suspected. Now, this is what, you know, that's what we talk about in Guantanamo Bay. We're taking people we suspect of terrorism and from Al-Qaeda, from different countries, and we put them in Guantanamo Bay. And part of this bill has to do with keeping them in Guantanamo Bay. But however, if this part, again, is true in it, and I have not read that part specifically, but other people have, it looks like. Here's the problem I have with this, and I have a huge problem with this. And I think every American should have a real problem with this. Let's go over to England and Ireland. When Ireland and when England was imposing its will on Ireland and all the troubles and the you know, the Irish Republican Army and Sinn Féin and all this, they had a process where they could pick people up and put them in jail just by being suspected of terrorism or being suspected of being a member of these groups, and would hold them without trial. So what this means is you've taken your, I think it's right of habeas corpus, and they take you and put you in jail indefinitely just because you're suspected. And it doesn't have to be is that you go to trial. Now, we've got plenty of people here, and I mean, we have a number of suspected terrorists that have been in down and out in Guantanamo Bay for years. But this has to do is people go, well, gosh, there's terrorists. They're like Al-Qaeda. They're that, these groups of people. Well, that's what it says, but what is the definition of a terrorist? Do you remember back a few years ago, a couple years ago, when Janet Napolitano was using the terrorist word and talking about conservative Christians, pro-lifers, and military that were coming back from combat? The danger here is that when you start saying you can start holding American citizens, people born and raised in this country, to be detained indefinitely just for being suspected of terrorism, then you've got to look at what the definition of terrorism is, and you've got to take a look at who are the terrorists. You know, how many times have you heard politicians throw out the word Nazi? I mean, is Nazi being a Nazi, is that a reason to be picked up? They're Nazis. These people are terrorizing us. They're terrorizing the people that want to have an abortion. They're out there terrorizing them, those pro-lifers. Terrorist? So when you start doing things like this, you've got to take a look at where you've extended. The problem with our government, the problem with our our system that they have up there is that they make a law that they really don't understand. Oh, look at healthcare. Well, let's just pass it and see what happens. What happens when they make a law and they don't really understand all the ramifications? Remember the Endangered Species Act? And they were talking about all those cute little otters out in the ocean and the little furry animals. But it came out that it was also a sinkhole and a piece of grass and a snail darter. And now we're in a huge fight about what's endangered and what isn't endangered. Well, what does this mean? Did we really know what this means? Is that it would pass a law that would allow American citizens, people born and raised in this country, to be detained indefinitely? Now, you take that and you tie it on to the FEMA camps that some people are saying, FEMA camps, it's there, it's the concentration camps they're going to put people into. Well, I never believed that. I think FEMA camps were just what they were supposed to be, is that if you had a major emergency, and a major hurricane, a major tornado, that you had a place that people could go to for a while if it was close to a center. You know, but when you take it and then you say that this, U.S. Senate passed a law that allows American citizens, people born and raised in this country, to be detained indefinitely, then there's something wrong. I got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know, just because they pass it doesn't mean it's right.
And when we come back, be careful what's on your cell phone. 1460 KCNR.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne, per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco & Brew?
Tobacco & Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petit Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petit Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco & Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco & Brew are offering 2 cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 7:25 in the morning, December the 13th. It is about, what, 40 degrees out there? About 40. And, well, it is. It's about 40 degrees. Anderson has banned smoking in a lot of places. Our sister city down there is at Volante Park, where they actually just picked up about 2,000 cigarette butts. You can no longer allow it under an ordinance that recently took effect. Also prohibits smoking at the outdoor community events, at any outdoor community events, the Anderson Teen Center, the Veterans Walk of Honor, and then within 20 feet of business entrances. The one about business entrances means that that unless the business opts out, like a bar or something, say, hey, I don't mind if they smoke out front. Now, again, we get into places where, you know, they talk secondhand smoke, et cetera, but at what point do you take away completely a person's right to you know, for them to be able to smoke? I mean, when do you do that? I mean, you say, oh, no, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. Well, in some places you can't even, you know, they don't even let them smoke in a place where there's, you know, like common walls, like in their own apartment or condo
or
townhouse.
Well, you know.
Well, I'm just saying is that people have the right to smoke. And you just, you know, I know people don't smoke, but people have the right to smoke. It's not illegal. You know, it's illegal to smoke marijuana, but people do it, and they get all excited when they can't. Just a thought. Okay.
Well, I just feel like we both have smoked in the past.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you that when you go into a room, like a hotel room or something, and there people have smoked in that room, your bedding and the walls. I mean, you know, I can understand why certain places. I don't understand out in the open, but I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with a designated area.
No. I mean, if you have smoking rooms and not smoking rooms, but it shouldn't like take everybody's right away. I mean, it just, for me, that doesn't work. I mean, it's just like, you know, I don't agree with the, you know, it's like they take away the Happy Meals. Now, how could you equate that? It's easy. Take away the Happy Meals, you know, and it's out of San Francisco from McDonald's because, oh, we want to change the parents' rights to feed their children. Well, what gives five or six people the right to say to, you know, millions of people, we don't want you to feed your children this? What gives them that right? It's a nanny government. I don't like it. I don't like having those things imposed. Arizona. I've got a lot of things here. Let's go to the tax hikes. I was going to talk about Arizona. It finally gets its day in court, and the Supreme Court is looking at their immigration law. And if you look and add this to the health care law that the Supreme Court is looking at and the redistricting law, the court is moving into the middle of a political fight this year. But the immigration law is where they said you could pull over people if you'd suspected that they were here in the country illegally. And, of course, the Obama administration is fighting anything that has to do with illegal immigration because they're not doing anything about it. In fact, they just pulled off 600 of the troops. They're going to cut the number of National Guard troops patrolling the U.S.-Mexican border by at least half beginning early next year, which could be next month. So, again, the Obama administration doing nothing to shut down the border, to take control of our border, doing the minimum, and talking about things, you know, that allow the illegals to still be here. But at least they get to court. Arizona gets its day in court, and we're going to see what happens. See what the Supreme Court says. Tax hikes.
Okay, who's this?
Mr. Brown has said he wants to raise taxes on people who make $250,000 a year and more, and put that new sales tax into place. The new sales tax, that ought to, you know, that one there affects everybody. It's not the rich people. Though they say a majority supports the tax plan. What happens was, the question was asked, has proposed a plan to help close the state's budget deficit over the next 5 years. The plan would be put before the voters in November, would raise $7 billion annually through a temporary four-year sales, half-cent sales tax increase, and a temporary five-year income tax increase on those earning more than $250,000. Do you favor or oppose this proposal? Well, according to the poll and the pollsters there, that 60% are ready to support. That's what they're ready to support Governor Brown's plan to raise taxes, but 65% believe that it should be tax raises, but also spending cuts.
Hey, our temperature's gone down to 37 degrees, and as promised, when I come back, I'm just going to tell you some things happening in the news about your cell phone. Be right back, KCNR 1460.
Is expected to hold off on new stimulus, but analysts anticipate the Fed will offer more details on its plans for interest rates. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up triple digits, 113 points. The holiday shopping season charges ahead, but November's retail sales figures came in lower than expected. Sales climbed 0.2%, their weakest growth since June, and below the forecasted 0.6%. And NYSE Euronext and Deutsche Börse are offering more concessions to ease concern about their proposed $9 billion merger. The revised plan submitted to the European Commission include increasing the number of assets they'll sell. The companies would also license the Eurotech's trading system to third parties. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Tis the season of some assembly required. So stop in to any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece universal ratcheting wrench set, just $29.99. Napa Know-How! Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning, September the 13th.
Good morning, and it's currently 37 degrees outside right now in the downtown studios of KCNR. Morning frost this morning with temperatures reaching around 56 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. You'll be hearing the commercials. The phone number is 474-5546 for the New Year's Gala. Transportation from the Red Lion Inn all the way out to the vineyards, which really isn't that long of a distance at all. I think it's maybe 12 miles.
That's right.
And
but it's for people that don't want to drive at night.
Exactly. And they have great discounted rooms if you want to do a full-on package. But that evening is an 18-piece orchestra and a six-course meal with wine and casino night. And there's a wonderful silent auction, and all the proceeds are going to go to a very worthy cause, which is to help those veterans in transition. So it's one of those like win-win nights. Have a great time. And
it is.
Know that your money's going towards a worthy cause.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. They've been in business since November 20th, 1985. A successful business. It just keeps growing because they take care of their customers. That's right. Judy and Bob take care of their customers. And if you've got anything, saws, knives, router bits, shaper cutters, or garden equipment, axes, you name it, they can sharpen it. This is the time when you're out there cutting your wood for the winter, or Christmas trees, or just any type of work you do, you need to have a sharp blade or a sharp saw. R&B Sharpening will do that for you. Give them a call at 530-365-1479. Or head on down to 6915 Eastside Road in Anderson, California. That's R&B Sharpening.
Okay, a couple things. I want to go into the cell phone thing in a minute, but I just, you know, as I hear information, I just have to share it with you because, you know, it's the holiday season. And we think about our canine pets and the pets that we love. And we always think, oh, you know, I hope they live a long life. Well, here's a great story about a dog in Tokyo. Do you know how long he... Guess. You guys don't look. How old do you think this dog lived to be?
25.
26.
Oh, I just guessed.
In Japan. Well, and he was an Australian shepherd.
Japanese live longer.
Well, I don't know what they, I don't know if they fed him sushi. I don't know what they fed him. But anyway, I just thought that was pretty cool. The cell phone information that I wanted to share with you is just a reminder. You know, I get the celebrity kind of things that come through, of course, with my On the Spot with Linda Bott and doing the entertainment. There's several names of people on there, especially Juliana Ho. The headline was Juliana Ho, and in case you don't know who she is, she was one of the beautiful dancers on Dancing with the Stars, and then later on went to go have a country music career. Well, her phone got hacked. And it says...
What was on her phone?
Well, it didn't say nude, but it said sexy bikini shots with cleavage. But, you know, there are other people in this article that had...
Scarlett Johansson.
I mean, this is just recent. So I'm like, people, those of you that are listening, don't you know that your cell phone goes out into... the land of anything can grab it on the way. And the same thing with your computer. There's nothing secured. I mean, there's nothing secured. So don't think that somehow you're going to, even if you, you know, sent your film into someplace, just know that whatever leaves you.
If it's on electronically.
Anything.
It can be taken. Like Bad Bob, cell phones. People can hack. How do you hack into a cell phone?
There are a number of ways to intercept. Usually it requires to actually physically get hold of the phone, but there are ways to go through the network and spoof a phone into thinking that it is a network inquiry and then access the phone. Wi-Fi, if your phone has Wi-Fi, then you are especially vulnerable through that access, Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
I've seen things in movies that somebody can come up and get right next to you, like on the drive of your computer, and can steal it. Can you do that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it's the thing, it's the proximity to your computer that they can just kind of like lock into it.
There are, if you went in through, especially like I said, if you have a Wi-Fi connection, something that radiates if you didn't have that turned on, it would be far more difficult. Who knows what the National Security Agency is, those folks in the big blue cube are capable of, but... on paper, any of these things are possible. There's a group called the Black Hat Society who are professional hackers who kind of live above, above the radar. who have demonstrated many of these techniques.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, before we take our break, was the fact that in the military, they were telling military members that if you take photos in your phone, it also gives a location of where you're at.
Yeah, so they can geotech.
Yeah, so geotech, they can track where you are by the way you take photos.
The exact latitude and longitude down to about 3 feet of where you have taken that picture is encoded into the picture unless you specifically turn that off on your phone. It is on
Imagine
by default.
That.
Yeah, it's called geotagging.
Is it on my phone?
Most likely.
Okay, we'll check
go
that.
Into your settings
we'll
and look go, for we'll, geotagging.
We'll,
and,
we'll go check yeah. that out during the break.
Be careful. We're going to be right back. We're gonna, our next guest is Steve Fisher, and we're going to be talking about stuff with the Straight Ahead Big Band. Great, great group of musicians. And what do they have up their sleeves? We'll be right back after these messages.
Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah.
You're into the drum, into the tribal
into the
drums.
Drumming, 7:45 in the morning, tribal drumming's on December 13th, 38 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Worst, local guy, veteran, guarantees his work. You know those little dings you get in your windshield, and then the longer cracks it becomes?
Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, is the guy that's going to fix this. He fixes the little dings, and he fixes cracks up to 24 inches. 24 inches across. I mean, you think about that. Yeah, you think about it. I had one that's 12 inches across. You can't even see it where he repaired it, and this was well over 2 years ago. And Jeff guarantees his work. He's right down there on Market Street at 3208 Market Street. Or give him a call at 241-8373. I can't tell you enough about how he does it. I mean, this is not somebody that's alongside the road. Hey, let me fix your windshield here for $20. And I've seen those out here. And I think to myself, why don't you just go out for, hey, repair that hip, $150. Just get in the back of my truck here. You know, I kind of think of those things when I see these things. Anyway, Jeff Wurst, though, he takes it inside, puts it in a special in his garage there, and he keeps the temperature the way it should be, and he fixes it, and he guarantees his work. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Oh, boy, are you guys ready? Because you know how we like free stuff, and we love to support our local businesses, our local musicians. Right now, December 18th, we are talking about at the Redding's Elks Lodge, the River City Jazz Society is presenting the Straight Ahead Big Band. And with me is the director, founder, head honcho, Steve Fisher.
Hi there.
Morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, tell us about, for those who don't know, River City Jazz Society. Did you start that?
I did not start that. It was started about 25 years ago by a group of people who said, let's have a jazz festival in Redding, because there was one going on in Sacramento, and got some information from the guys in Sacramento and how to do it and everything. So they formed the Jazz Society Support the jazz celebration and festival and all that stuff that they were going to have up here. And it was originally formed to support Dixieland type music, the old traditional jazz music. And they've been doing it ever since. Had some sporadic luck with festivals off and on. And of course, with all those things going, people change. Some go, some stay. And the audience for that kind of music typically is aging a little bit, but some of us young whippersnappers step in and have taken over. So I'm currently the president of the board of directors of the River City Jazz Society. And
happens on December 18th?
On December 18th, we're having a big concert / dance. So you can come down for 3.5 hours and just listen to music if you like to do that. If you like to dance, this is the perfect opportunity. We have a monthly concert down there at the Elks Club. Rent the club out because it's got a great dance floor. And if you if you like to dance, this is the place to do it. Come on down. We're going to have the Straight Ahead Big Band, which is I'll be doing double duty this month.
With your lovely bride, Nancy, who is a wonderful vocalist.
Oh, yeah.
And so is it, how many pieces?
We will have 17 of us down there, the full-size big band, just like Basie or Glenn Miller, all those guys.
And so you'll be playing a lot of those great String of Pearls.
Oh, matter of fact, that's on the playlist.
Excellent. Now, here's what's great, and I want to share with our listeners. It is Sunday, December 18th, but guess the time. The time? 1 o'clock to 4:30. So it is kind of a reminiscent of the tea dance time, where you can go if you have to be home because you have to go to work, or you don't like to drive at nighttime, or you've got parties or just whatever it is. It's a perfect time to go a couple hours if you want to.
Sure.
In the afternoon.
You don't have to come for the whole 3.5 hours worth. You can, you know, go to church, go to brunch, come down and dance a little at brunch off. And we're going to be playing a few Christmas tunes in the middle of everything, because we only have about 7 or 8 shopping days left till Christmas. So get all in gear and get your festivity going. Put on something nice if you want to, or come down casual. There's no rules other than drop by and dance and have some fun.
And the Elks Club obviously is right there on the river trail. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a wonderful
beautiful
setting.
Place.
Just a question, just kind of, will there be any mixers? So if somebody comes single, you have...
Oh, there's tons of people there.
Okay.
Singles and...
Love that, because some people feel awkward. But the Elks Club is a place that you can come and sit down and have a cup of coffee or a cocktail
or
and
adult
just
beverage, yes,
and have this wonderful feeling of you know, there's kind of a, you know, a kindred thing there. So when we come back, Steve Fisher, we do have some stocking stuffers, folks. Compliments of the straight ahead big band, Steve and Nancy Fisher, and then we have a couple tickets. These are $15 tickets, so don't go anywhere. We're going to take a message and
freebies,
you know, especially right now. But how fun to be able to! We'll be right back after these messages.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
Bingo like it's 1993 at Wind River Casino on Friday, December 30th. Over $25,000 must go. 20 games pay $1,199. Paper, $35. PhDs, $99. All jackpots must go. Win fast cash in a $5,000 flashback draw. It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. Play bingo and walk away a winner on December 30th. Over $25,000 must go. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy valued time with family and friends as Wind River Casino offers a fabulous holiday dinner buffet on December 25th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams, and roasted orange ruffy with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious dessert. Adults $18.95, children $7.95. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Freedom is the only thing that means a damn to me.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, welcome.
Well, thanks a lot
Well, thanks, Bob. We had the headphones off.
We're sitting here just talking. Talking, yeah.
Okay, let's go back in to Steve Fisher and... He missed his cue. Hey,
those
it's
Bloody Marys.
I'm telling you, it's live radio. River City Jazz Society, obviously presenting again the Straight Ahead Big Band, and Steve Fisher's with us. That is happening at the Redding Elks Lodge Sunday, December 18th. You know, of course, you know, we love supporting our local musicians, our local community.
Appreciate it.
You have three. You've got a fabulous Christmas CD. I had you guys on last year. It was just the music is wonderful. Again, everybody's local.
Yep. They're recorded locally and mixed locally and everything.
Right. And the CD is called All I Want for Christmas is the Straight Ahead Big Band. You might have seen it. So what we're going to do with the first caller, Steve, how do you want to do this? First caller, 605-4567. That's the first caller today. 605-4567 is going to get a free what?
Give them a CD and two tickets to the Elks performance.
All right.
Does that work?
Absolutely. You're going to get a free CD and two tickets. These are $15 tickets each. So that if you want to go Sunday afternoon and listen to some big band music, hang out at the Elks Club, take your date, take your friend, take your mom, take your dad.
And this music
is... Give it to your parents.
Good for all ages, too.
Absolutely.
It's not moms and dads. Bring your high school kids, your college kids.
Absolutely. The reason I say mom and dad is because, you know, sometimes mom and dad are alone.
Yep.
And it's really, really great. Go ahead. Pick up the phone, Bob. First person. And we'll find out who it is, and then we'll make sure that CD and those two CDs.
And the 49ers are not playing Sunday. They're on Monday Night Football, you don't have any excuse.
We have a question here. When is Linda going to do a guest appearance with a big band?
Oh, one day. Next year, we'll make something happen.
We should do something like
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. And maybe Nancy and I can do a duet.
Ooh.
Absolutely, because she's wonderful. We're going to give another CD a little bit later on in the show, and then plus I'm going to save one for my show on Thursday nights. Perfect Christmas stocking stuffer. And thank you. The winner is Janet. Janet, congratulations. Come by 1326 Market Street and pick up your two ticks and your CD. Steve Fisher.
Hey.
Straight Ahead Big Band. It's the River City Jazz Society.
River City Jazz Society at the Reading Elks Club down on, alongside the river. It's next to the Senior Citizens Hall, and if you know where that is down there. And it's open to the general public. It's not an Elks function. The Jazz Society rents the hall from the Elks. It's $15 general admission. If you sign up, join the Jazz Society, which is only $15 a person for a whole year. You get a little newsletter, and you get $5 off every time you come down. And we have a good band every month come and play in some kind of music, and usually from the Sacramento or the Bay Area coming up. So we bring up, and we feature local bands. So
December 18th, that's December 18th. From 1 to 4:30. How does somebody get on your website?
Just go to straightaheadbigband.com.
That's it. The Straight Ahead or Straight Ahead Big Band?
Just straightaheadbigband.com, and there's a button that says Contact Us, and you can send me an email. If you don't do email, look in the yellow pages under Musicians, and it says Straight Ahead Big Band, and gives a phone number. You can call me at home, and we'll chat with you and arrange for you together. If you want one of these CDs, makes a great present. We'll mail it to you, no extra charge, no tax, just let us know.
And be listening in the second hour because we'll be giving another CD away. Steve Fisher, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you,
right.
Steve.
And congratulations, Janet.
Yeah.
Okay. We come back. Lucky Jez Ronnie will be here talking on legal matters in our regular monthly legal show that we have. It was our first one last month. It was a huge hit. So we want to do this every month with the our lawyer of note. Just a couple of good things is that, you know how, you know, Occupy Now is trying to shut down the ports. And they did shut down the port, I think, in Los Angeles. And it cost some of these truck drivers, are costing them like $1,000 a day as they shut down the ports. And so, you know, it's big business, right? It's big business. Everybody's against big business. Well, no. Americans' concerns about the threat of big government continue to dwarf those about big business and big labor by an even larger margin now than in March of 2009. 64% of Americans who say big government will be the biggest threat to our country is just one percentage point shy of the record high, while the 26% who say big business is the biggest threat is down from 32% recorded during the recession. Relatively few name big labor as the greatest threat. Now you think about that. Big government is the threat that most people see happening. And I can't help but agree with that. When government takes more and more of what we're doing, wants to take more and more control of everything we're doing daily. And this is where we get into cities trying to stop circumcisions that the state then has to act on, where actually a state senator says a large company cannot, you know, advertise where they want to. That it's wrong, that they should advertise where, you know, where on this show, no matter what they believe. that when big government gets into everything that you do. And so if 64% of the Americans say that big government is the biggest threat, then shouldn't we change it? We got to take a break here. We come back. Lucky Jez Ronnie will be our guest.
And we have another CD that we're going to be giving away for the All I Want for Christmas in, is the Straight Ahead Big Band later in this next hour. Again, thanks, Steve Fisher, and congratulations. We'll be right back. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Some of Jerry Sandusky's accusers were ready to face the ex-Penn State coach. They say molested them as children until he waived his hearing right before it started.
There were about 11 witnesses ready to testify.
Deputy Attorney General Mark Costanzo, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live outside the court in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Dave, we were supposed to hear emotional testimony from alleged victims and witnesses, but it wasn't the case. And Jerry Sandusky's attorney, Joe Amendola, defending the move to waive the hearing as tactical, saying it would have been
very one-sided, which would have been basically the Commonwealth's opportunity to represent all the allegations it's made without us having a chance to defend against them effectively.
He also says he believes alleged victims have trumped up claims for monetary gain, angering some around here in this case. Now, head straight to trial, Dave.
Jeff, a grenade and gun attack in Belgium. At a busy bus station, at least four people are dead, two of them teenagers, and the attacker, who tossed at least three grenades into a crowd. 75 others are wounded, including a two-year-old girl in critical condition. Republicans are about to take their stand in the payroll tax cut standoff, readying a plan the president vows to veto. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The offer extends a payroll tax holiday, but makes changes to long-term unemployment insurance and fast-track.
Trading in the markets have now turned mixed, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 20 points at 12,041. The S&P 500 up 1 point at 1237, 1 point at 2606. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 202 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 2 cents at 1851. Intel's off 43 cents at 2357. Microsoft up 30 cents at 2581. And Apple's up 14 cents at $392 even. Of local interest, PG&E up 52 cents at 3862. Costco down 24 cents at $83.91, and Tri-County's Bank down 16 cents at $14.14 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.04%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.23. Oil's up $1.97 a barrel at $99.74, and precious metals are lower with gold down $11.40 an ounce at $16.54.29. Silver's down 24 cents an ounce at $31.04. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot for your report. You know, the we have our Wells Fargo Advisor with the Market Minute at 7 to make out what trying to make some kind of sense of what's happening in the stock market. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got Lucky Jez Ronnie with us, and we're going to be talking about estate planning basics. And, you know, last time we talked about bankruptcy, the phone lines just loaded. And it's the same thing here. You know, when I look at this, my eyes go back in my head. They say, oh, look, if you don't have this, you're going to go into probate. Well, is probate bad? Well, I guess probate can be bad.
And so we're going to find out from the expert, probates and wills and all those things that are like,
that's right. You know, what do you do? Does everybody need to do this, or is it just for those rich people? Well, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about that. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:10 in the morning, December the 13th. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone.
Place to bring in 2012, presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st, doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:11 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. Ooh, it's okay. You just go down to Tobacco and Brew and get that great coffee at Espresso Joe's. Joe and Shelly have a great place. You have the baristas there that will give you fresh coffee any way you want it, great prices, and of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. I can't say enough about everything they have down there, all the special coffees at Christmas, all the special coffee-making machines. You know, I mean, if you name it, like a cold-press toddy. Do you know what that is? A cold-press coffee machine. They're going to not only show you how it works, but then you get to taste it. It is absolutely great.
You will like it.
That's right. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's, before we get to like, let's go to the phones here. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you folks this morning?
Great, fine, Gary. What's
up?
Well, the Board of Supervisors meeting this morning, I think I called you last Friday and talked to you about an issue that was on the consent agenda. We have since had that pulled off and will be on the regular agenda. But it concerns spending $250,000 of county roads money to build employee cubicles on the second floor of the Public Works building on Placer Street across from the jail. And we're just wondering, you know, what this cubicles are going to be used for, and why is it that we're using actually pothole money, I guess you could say, but county roads money to be refurbishing part of that building.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's something they should discuss out in the open. I mean, $250,000 is a lot of money to be putting cubicles in.
Yeah, that's my point too. Yeah. So I'm actually we were successful in getting it put on the
great.
Taken off the consent agenda, put in the regular agenda.
So they are going to have to then discuss it, right?
Right. Yeah, and Mr. Minturn will probably, he's the public works director, will give us a presentation on just what's going on.
And that's
going
to happen today?
Who the employees are that go into these positions and stuff like this.
But
some answers.
Does that happen today?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Morning,
so 9:00. At 9 o'clock, head on down to the Board of Supervisors and see why they want to spend $250,000 on cubicles vice putting that into a big pothole in the middle of your street.
That's it.
Hey, Gary, thanks, thank you so much for that update, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, our guest today, Lucky Jezrondi. I mean, you know what? There's an old saying, would you rather be good or be lucky? You know, and the answer always is, I'd rather be lucky. So, would we rather have Lucky Jezrondi with us or unlucky somebody else, huh? Lucky, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
How are you doing?
Glad you're here.
Yeah.
And we're going to be covering a lot of really important questions. It's Christmas time.
They're already starting to come up here in the chat room. Last time was bankruptcy. And that led to a whole lot of questions, and because of what's going on in our economy. This time, we start talking about estate planning. A lot of people think that estate planning is just for those rich people, but that is just not true at all.
Absolutely not true at all. Everyone should be planning for their estate or after they pass away. It is one of those few certainties in life. Everybody is going to die. And the goal as part of a good estate plan is to control what happens after you die, whether who's going to be inheriting your assets, your cash, or controlling the legal fees or taxes involved.
Okay, so why do estate planning? This is our headline. Is estate planning basics? What is an estate? And, you know, I'm sure as we go down the list is, you know, why do estate planning? Let's start there.
Well, I'll start off with what exactly it's an estate as well, because that's kind of a confusing issue. Like Carl was saying, a lot of people feel that estate planning is just for the rich. But the important part to consider is everything you own is your estate, whether it's your home, other real estate, bank accounts, investments, IRAs, insurance policies, and personal belongings. You add all that together, it ends up being a lot more than you actually intend on it or plan on it being. So you want to be able to control who that all goes to. Now, there are set measures already set by the state, but if you don't want to go by what the state has already set up as the default measure, then you might want to set up a proper plan and specify who receives, whether it be a charity, children, former spouses, current spouses. You will want to specify who gets what.
Well, let me just tell you the importance, and I want to share this with our listener, and you being an attorney will know exactly what I'm talking about. Two incidences I want to share with personally is that I had a best friend who passed away and did not have a will and testament and or an estate or anything planned. Nothing was written down. And so when he passed away, you know, I was very, very close to this person. He said, I want that to go here. I want that to happen. And he was kind of estranged from his family. When he died and I was there, the family came in and changed the locks. I had no rights because it wasn't in writing. And so that was a really hard situation for me. So after that moment, I went to my parents. I went, of course, to, you know, Carl and said, whatever, I don't care what it is, you have to put in writing because your wishes, whatever your wishes are, it makes it easier for the people left behind to know what they are. And so that's why we go to people like you who can walk us through this process and what's best for our particular situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just the planning of what to leave to behind to other people, but it's also the tax planning involved. There's an estate tax that's a big impact, and those numbers are going to be changing in the coming years.
Okay, you know, and the other thing, what you're kind of going along with what you're talking about, I've seen families get into terrible fights that has ruined the family because there was nothing in writing and everybody got into the fight over it. I mean, it would have been so simple, a piece of paper or papers that said how they want this done. We have our first question, by the way. So, Lucky, how do you set up a long-term trust to be paid out over time, and who administers it?
Well, I could help with the long-term trust. That's a little bit of a more complex question that could really be discussed on the radio, but I could, you know, whoever needs that, we could set up a consultation and discuss what specifically is needing to be done. For paying out over time, the person who administers a trust is called a trustee, and that could be you yourself while you're alive, whether it's a trust for you, or it could be someone else other than you, a corporate trustee, and then at your passing, you appoint someone who's going to be a successor trustee. And the trustee is the one who controls the trust and is the manager of the trust. They owe a duty, a fiduciary duty, to all persons who are the beneficiaries, who are benefiting from the trust, whether it be from money or real estate. So they manage whether it be stock, the real estate, whether it should be rented, whether it should be sold, how much it should be sold for. They're essentially the managers of the trust.
So whoever you pick to be your trustee is really the important person there.
Absolutely.
You've got to be able to trust them to be able to do the – well, trust. Yeah, you've got to be able to count on them to be able to do all
this. Right, and that's kind of where the word fits in. Also, right. they have to be reliable and qualified. You don't want to just pick someone who might not know what they're doing with managing money or not very responsible. But they do owe the most utmost duty to those beneficiaries.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's continue with the estate planning. And we get into things like probate, which can be a dirty word. I think.
Yes.
All right. Our guest, Lucky Jezrani. We're talking estate planning, and we're talking our legal hour for this month. Carl Lindabott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 8:20 in the morning. It's 38 degrees out there.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. to make your memory at the Gala of the Year. That's 474-5546 and Selmo Vineyards.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petit Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petit Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Body. 23 in the morning, December the 13th. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble and Mike Huber. Give him a call at 241-7866. You know, granite and marble and what it can do to spruce up your home is just unbelievable.
And it's affordable. If you go to Mike and say, here's my budget, he said right out to us, right out loud to us, I'm going to work in that budget.
That's right. And if you, in today's market, you may not want to, you can't sell your household, but you want to live in it and you want to spruce it up. And here's the way to do it. Your kitchen, your bath, outside, Estate Granite and Marble, Mike Huber, give him a call at 241-7866. We've seen his work. It is absolutely fabulous. Go to his website, estategranite.com.
Well, which leads perfectly segueing into the estate planning. And Lucky Jasrani, who is our attorney expert here, we've talked about estate planning. What is an estate? Why do estate planning? Common estate plans. What happens if you do nothing?
If you do nothing, your estate goes into probate. Probate is, like Carl was saying, not the best option to go. Probate is costly. It costs a lot of money. It's a slow process, and your assets are going to take quite a bit of time, almost up to a year, to transfer to your children or other beneficiaries that you would want to inherit your estate.
How often should your will or your living will? We have to try to decipher what is a revocable or a
You had asked a revocable living trust and a living will. Revocable living trust is revocable, meaning it can be changed, it can be revoked, and that's your trust itself. A trust keeps you out of probate. A will doesn't. Now, a living will comes into the Terry Schiavo situation you remember a few years back, and the living will is also known as a advanced health care directive. That's getting involved with what happens when you're ill or incapacitated, what measures should be taken for saving your life.
You can say, I don't want to be resuscitated.
Right.
One of those things.
Or how far the extraordinary measures should be going. You know, whether you end up being a vegetable or not. It's a little more complicated than that, but that's what the living will involves. It does not transfer any assets. The living will is just very specific in that.
Okay, so just tell us about what you want to do with yourself then.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, go ahead. Finish that, please.
Well, then, for yourself is the revocable living trust. That's what avoids probate. And like I said, the word revocable means that it can be revoked. You can change it. Once you sign off on it, it doesn't mean that you can never change it. If you get into an argument with a family member, you realize one of your kids needs the money more than the other, you can change that. You can change the terms. You can change who receives what continuously.
Okay, that's a better way of doing it than like in Boardwalk, where he takes a spear and he stabs his dad in the chest.
Oh, it's just horrible.
You know, that changes the will.
Well, I know, but okay. I mean, that's reality. You know, and Carl, when we got together, you know, we did this will, but we need to update it. We need to update it because, you know, things change. We have a business, different things in life. And so now we need to really just get down to the nuts and bolts and say, are we covered here? And these are my wishes. And can we walk through this? And this is, you know, this is where I want this to go. And this is what I want to have happen. And that was just 4 or 5 years ago. But, you know, lots of things change. And I think it's important now, along with your some of the things when you sit down with people. Do you recommend that about every 4 or 5 years they come in and they upgrade?
I actually really do. I kind of like calling it a tune-up, like you would tune up your car. You just don't want that trust document sitting stale, you know, in a safe or wherever you may keep it. It's an important document, and you want to make sure it's still reflecting your wishes and it still comports with what the law is. The laws change a lot. Your assets will change a lot. The goal is to avoid the maximum amount of taxes. Estate tax is a big thing to want to avoid. And if you have a larger estate, you want to create and update that trust document with your attorney to ensure that you're limiting that liability that you'll have.
Yeah, because we were looking here on just the figures where if you have, if it goes into probate, you have a $200,000 amount of money that you have that's, you know, it's in your will that you're giving
that
out.
That could be your house, well, but $200,000, whatever.
By the time you get through all the cost of probate and attorneys and everything, you've lost $16,500 in that.
Correct.
At least. So if you've already got it laid out, then you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about those costs.
Absolutely. With probate, like we were just discussing, it's almost 16. On an average person, they probably have about a $200,000 estate, and the cost of that potentially through probate with attorney's fees and other costs and fees can be about almost potentially up to $16,500. I think that works out to almost 6 or 7% of your estate. Now, yes, you're deceased and you're not going to be really losing that money. However, that's some money that your family is losing out on. So.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're deceased, you don't really care. Well, no, I do care. I mean, if I was caring when I'm dead, I'd be caring.
Well, we have questions coming in, of course, from the chat room, KCNR1460.com. And right now, I think Bob is posing a question, and that is...
I've got something here. We can talk about this after the break, and I can explain why.
Ask about the difference between an administrator and... I've just lost it here.
I think the question was an administrator and a trustee. Those terms are used fairly interchangeably. The administrator also comes in into probate, but they're fairly interchangeable terms.
Okay. If you have no one left, who would administer it to the beneficiary?
Well, the trust document usually tries to take care of that. Now, the goal is to specify as far as possible whether it's one child, another child, and if not these two, hopefully someone else. But if it's no one else left, you can also ask the a corporate trustee to step in, usually like a bank or some third party.
You know what? We don't have enough time now. We've only got like 2 minutes in this. But when we come back, we'll discuss these other things. But I want to talk about what happens when you're a husband and wife and you get into the, you know, joint ownership. And then, which seems like one way of doing it, but it may not be the best way, but how that works. But then what happens if one of the couple dies? You know, they've lived together, they've had children. One of them dies and then marries somebody else. What a huge impact this has had on families also. And how would you kind of, you know, how would you protect your children just in case your spouse gets married, you know, 2 days after you're gone?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the gold digger appears. Just kidding.
Unless you've got your own little gold digger in the house already.
Or that's the one with the money. But when we come back after these messages, we are going to describe or... I believe Bob is going to explain to us why we started at the show at 40 and now we're down to 30. We've dropped 10 degrees in the last hour and a half.
And not only that, but people are asking, is live stream on yet?
Yes.
Oh, live stream is working.
Live stream is up in a testing mode and would appreciate some feedback.
Okay. I see that live stream overrides the mute when they play an ad. Okay.
We also are here with, of course, Lucky Just Ronnie. We've got so many things to talk about with wills, last testament, irrevocable trust, joint ownership, getting married, how you do it, you know. And there was a time when there was a real stigma about, what's it called when you sign a, when you get married, you sign
Prenuptial agreement.
Oh, that prenup.
Okay, we got to run here. Carl and Linda Bott, is that why you made me sign that prenup?
Casey and our 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Jerry Sandusky deciding to head straight toward trial rather than go through today's preliminary hearing on child sex abuse charges. Prosecutor Mark Costanzo.
Based on our readiness, the strength of the case, I'm not that surprised.
Defense attorney Joe Amendola says there will be no plea deal.
This goes beyond the Penn State-Miami game in 86. This is the game of his life.
Some of the former football coach's accusers would have testified today through their lawyers, some expressing disappointment, others relief they didn't have to. Sandusky still under house arrest. A grenade and gun attack in Liège, Belgium.
I saw people running, screaming.
75 people hurt, at least 4 dead, including the attacker, who was on his way to be questioned by police when he threw 3 grenades and started shooting in a crowded square. It's not clear yet how he died. Besides him, 2 teenagers and a 75-year-old woman are dead. Fox News. We report, you decide.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We've got great topics going on right now.
You know, sometimes, Bob turns on the mics. And, you know, and we're sitting there and we get these things, open mics. And then other times we just start talking away and Bob is saying, I am not ready here.
Well, you know
now
what?
I'm
There's
ready.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now. We've got the
live streaming going.
Absolutely. So
you want to see what we look like this morning?
Yeah, Bob, how do you do that again?
Livestream.com/Free Fire Radio. When you go on the live stream site, just type in Free Fire Radio, either as discrete words or all run together. Either one will bring up the link, and you click on it. You'll watch a brief ad, which is how the service is paid for, and then the stream will start.
Yeah. And I'm holding up a CD, if you're looking right now, that is the Straight Ahead Big Band's All I Want for Christmas is the Straight Ahead Big Band. It's a bunch of holiday music. It's, we just had Steve Fisher on. If you're looking, there it is. First caller, 605-4567. You're going to get a free stocking stuffer. Straight Ahead Big Band, a CD, Christmas CD. So give us a call, and we'll have that at the front desk for you, whoever you are. Diane's going to be taking your name at the front. That's 605-4567.
You know, Indie Guy just says, I just figured out that I can choose a shrink on both sites and put them side by side and have chat and video at the same time.
There you go.
Hey, this is for you, Indie.
Hey, before we go back into Lucky and all the estate stuff, Bob, why have we dropped 10 degrees?
Well, I got curious about this because when we started the show, we were showing 42 degrees out at the weather station, and then it had dropped almost to 29, and I thought, well, that's interesting. So I called my meteorological experts, one of whom I happen to be married to, and I said, what's going on here? In the pre-dawn hours, there was a breeze about 8 miles an hour, keeping the air mixed up, and so that kept the temperature up. When that wind died down at sunrise, as it often does, the temperature plummets to what the ambient temperature would be with no wind blowing. So it caused, in this case, a rather dramatic drop in temperature, and that's why you often get a temperature drop right at sunrise. So because the wind dies down and the air is no longer mixing.
Mm.
You know...
Okay, did you get that?
I don't care. All right, let's go back to, you know, Bob is so good. He gets, this is exactly why it happens, and about a third of the way through, I realize, I don't care. You know, it's, okay, the only thing you need to tell me, Bob, is colder. All right, hey, Lucky Jezrani is our guest today, and we're talking legal, and we're talking all types of things that are going on. There was a horror story in here about a, and this is a, you know, somebody was married for a short period of time, he got a government pension. He divorced that wife, married another one, was married for years, 20 years. And then when he died, they found out he had never changed the beneficiary to from the first wife to the second wife. Can you fight that somehow?
You could try litigating it. It'd be a tough case, but that's where it comes back to. It's more prudent to get that tune up, check it out with their attorney.
Take care of your affairs. Hello.
You know, right. Some people, I'm sure, they've had old insurance policies that the beneficiary's on it. Maybe people they don't want to have to get that money.
And it is an issue you can litigate over. It's just a very expensive type of litigation. I would never recommend doing it or going down that road. Keep a look over it. Have an attorney take a look at it every 5 to 6 years.
You know, when we talk, again, we're talking about probates and this. Okay, this is one of the things we wanted to talk about, though, when we left was. Linda and I are married. We're married for 30 years.
Okay.
All right. We have 4 children.
Okay.
I pass away. The last thing I hear is, how do I reload this thing? But but then it's found that Linda was perfectly reasonable in when she did this. Okay, so now we have 4 kids.
Well, first things first.
We have a joint property.
Right. Okay.
So everything goes to her.
Automatically without a probate.
Without a probate. Okay, that's the way you do it then, right? Joint ownership. Then. So everything would go to my wife.
Correct. That's how we have it.
Yes, that's the way we have it. Now, then if when she passes away, if she has the will and all that, it would go down to the kids.
Depending on what the will or trust says.
Right. The problem that comes into it is 10 days after I'm planted, Linda marries X.
Correct.
And now if when she passes away, everything goes to him and all the kids are left out. How do I prevent that?
How does one
the original,
do it?
Yeah,
they'll
the
make
original
it so
guy, the original guy who dies, passes away and wants to make sure that part of my estate goes down to the kids.
Well, you can create a what's called an AB trust, where one part of the trust or certain assets of the trust, whatever you want those to be, a certain amount would go into an irrevocable portion. I know we discussed towards the beginning of the show revocable. Well, revocable means can revoke. Irrevocable means cannot revoke. So you can make certain parts of it, half of it, a quarter of it, 3/4 of it, whatever you may want, go into an irrevocable portion, where Linda would receive a revocable portion, the A or the B, and the other half she could not touch unless it's for her necessities for health, general welfare, housing, but those are, it's limited in purposes what she could invade the principal for on the irrevocable portion of the trust.
Okay, so say we had two houses, let's say. I could say I want, as part of the irrevocable one, is that the assets of this one house that we're not living in, if when the assets are sold, half go down to the kids.
Correct.
And I can do that. So, and then
that
she could sell
sense.
Then the other half would go to her however she wants.
The people
to
I know have done that. This is the kind of thing they've separated and
so
said,
you can protect the children in a marriage.
But that can only be done, Carl, before you pass away, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right. Once you pass away, and if Linda remarries and there was no trust involved, the kids could be left out.
Which I've heard of happening a lot of times.
Horrible. I have a girlfriend.
Of course, you read the stories about it.
Sure. I have a girlfriend who, you know, the mother died and her father remarried. And we're talking all of the family. Things are important to girls. The mother's china, the mother's, you know, the things, the clock, whatever. Just the little things that are important. I may be sexist when I say this, but I think girls have the little things that are important that their mother had has a lot of memory to them. But I know guys like that too. But this is a girlfriend of mine, and I can just kind of pull that out as a single kind of situation that I can relate to with her that never happened with my parents. Both my parents are living, and that, again, going back to our story, is that when my friend passed away and that thing happened with this family, I went to my parents and said, I don't care if it's a pencil. I don't care if you say you want me to have a pencil. I don't even want to know what you decide you want me to have, or my brother, but I do want you to really consider putting it in writing. You have to do that. Otherwise, it's going to get messy, and I don't care if you're the best of friends or somebody comes in and all of a sudden it's just so. They did do it right away because I said that's the biggest gift you can give somebody is to just make sure your affairs are in order.
Absolutely. Things need to be planned and not leaving questions for when you pass away for the family to dispute over. There's certain heirlooms or hand-me-downs that, you know, one child may want, but the other child may want equally. But the parent might have a specific intention in mind. That should be laid out without a trust, specifying who gets what. It's just everything split. The values are split. And it could create future arguments between family members, and I see it too often.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Lucky Jezron, we're talking about legal aspects of estate planning. Of course, there are other things that have come into it also. If you have a question for the lawyer, 530-605-4567, or jump into the chat room and kcnr1460.com and give us a question that way. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, miss a day, miss a lot.
Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Diamonds. Beauty. Style. Color. Elegance. Fields Jewelers. Traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, DC and Tim. They give great haircuts. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Just go in there and sit down, have a great conversation with everybody. Get a super haircut at a great price. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. I get my haircut there. Bad Bob gets his haircut there. The chief of police gets his haircut there. Everybody gets their haircut there.
December 13th. Today, 8:46 in the morning, like Carl said, 31 degrees, with our temperature reaching to, 56, morning frost. Wow, some of the stuff that we went over at the break, let's get to it.
You know, this stuff that we're just talking about on people that are leaving the states, that, you know, and the estate taxes, if you don't do something about it somehow. This year, you get a $5 million exemption. Next year, you get a $5 million exemption. In 2013... if your estate is worth $1 million or more, you get a 55. You have to pay 55% of that in taxes. Is that correct?
That's true.
So you've got to pay $500,000 on $1 million. Or okay, say you have a home. Somebody's owned a home for 30 or 40 years and some land, and it comes up to it's worth $2 million now with the cars and all that. So if when the estate, you know, when they pass away, now whoever inherits that has to pay 55% of $1 million.
Yeah,
$500,000 on that estate.
Right, right. And that's the unfortunate part, that we're all hoping that by 2013 the Congress gets their act together and makes some changes to that anticipated $1 million drop from 2011 and 2013 at $5 million. We're just not sure.
That's going to be a huge, but this is why people would, if they inherit something for their
go crazy.
If they can't pay the taxes on right. it, then what happens? Then they just have to give it back to the government? I mean, we're talking property taxes here and estate taxes. If they don't have the money to pay that, who takes it? The government?
Potentially they could, or put a lien on it, because it's just like any other tax. It's an estate tax.
Well, before I get to this question out of the chat room, I have an example. I have a girlfriend whose grandmother had one of those beautiful homes in San Francisco across from the Palace of Fine Arts. Probably lived in that house for 60 some years. So the granddaughter, who is a classmate of mine and friend, just moved in and decided to. She also had a couple other places. She lived in Sacramento and other places, but she took care of her grandmother, and her grandmother lived to be what, 90 something, you know. When and her husband helped starting to, because they own buildings, and it was just one of those build from nothing families. Anyway, so when the grandmother died and they had to sell the house because the house was worth $10 million and they couldn't pay taxes on it. So what they did is they sold the house, and when they sold the house, they were able to then divvy it up and pay the kids and the grandkids and all the everything they had to do. But I kept thinking, how could you sell this beautiful house? You've got it. They couldn't do it. Nobody could afford it to be able to pay the estate or whatever that is. I mean,
well, yeah, the estate tax, but like I say, my goal when someone comes to see me is to try to limit their burden of that estate tax as much as possible, like we discussed a little bit before with the AB trust. If someone was to pass away this year or next year, if they have about a $6 million estate and we did the proper planning, we could avoid the estate tax on that $1 million excess completely by drafting a proper AB trust where it's split into two different trusts, and there would be no estate tax liability whatsoever.
One of the questions that came in is, what is the average cost for setting up a living trust? Or can you even give that kind of...
I can give a little bit of a range. It really depends on the person, but and how complex their trust is going to be, the number of assets that they have. But for the average person with the full trust package that I do, I include an living will or advanced healthcare directive, the Terry Schiavo situation we just discussed a little bit ago, around $2,500. Now, sometimes it could be a little bit less, sometimes it could be a little or a lot more, depending on the complexities of it. But all in all, it's a huge savings for what would be spent through probate for the average individual.
And then you have, like I said, your affairs in order. It's like if you pay property tax, but this is something that's like forever and ever, and then you take your copies and you give it to your kids. Everybody knows where it stands. There's no, I think it's a way of like a clean health bill. Like, oh, wow, okay, well, at least I know where it is. Question came in, if somebody went to prison, and they wanted to give their car to their mom, but their wife said that this is my right to have it. I guess you need more details than that. But
I think I'd need a few more details.
Like whose name is on the
Good try there, Indy.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Lucky Jez Ryan. We're talking estate planning in our monthly legal hour. Last time we talked about bankruptcies, which is near and dear to the heart of a lot of people in the United States. Estate planning, you know, the thing about estate planning is this, is we don't like to think about it. We don't plan on it. And then but yet everybody knows these horror stories of people who have not taken care of this. And I mean, you know, you like to think you're going to last for 150 years, but then again, there may be a crazy guy walking down the street in L.A. that just shoots people.
And coming back, we have some really great questions out of the chat pack. When we come back, we'll talk about that situation. Angel, we are here with Lucky Jessarani, who is our attorney. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate healthcare providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jessarani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Wow.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome. There we go. Excuse me. Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Oh, KCNR 1460. It is 8:55 in the morning, our last segment here.
What's happening is we have too many buttons going on. It's like Star Trek here.
We got 12 computers going at the same time here, trying to figure out, we're doing this, doing our beta testing here.
We need Scotty and Bones.
Yeah, we're doing the beta testing on our on the live stream of us being out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great food, great coffee, great cigars. What can I say about the? What can I say about Joe and Shelley? They've done so much for our community. Discounts for veterans. They support our community. We support them. You should support them too. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Lucky Jezerani, and we're talking law probate, and we've gotten into a lot of different things, but going in and setting up, estate planning. And last thoughts right here, Lucky, on that about. Who needs to do an estate? It's not just for those incredibly rich people.
No, not at all. Everybody should have a look at whether they really do need an estate. Most everybody, I think, would who owns a home, because an asset, if your assets exceed over $100,000, you will need to do some sort of estate planning. The important thing to consider with that is you may be thinking, well, I've got a home, but there's a mortgage on it. And I have no equity. Well, that doesn't matter. It's the value of the home itself. It does not take into consideration the mortgage at all. So if the house is worth $150,000 and there's a $150,000 mortgage, well, you still have an estate worth $150,000 if that's the only thing you own. And that will have to go through probate. So it's important. It's for everybody. And I think I can help. I would be able to help most people. Here in Reading, I'm a local attorney, and my number is 241-3350. I've tried to answer as many questions as I could here in the chat window, but I can take some more over the phone.
Okay. Tomorrow, Lucky, thanks so much for being here.
I appreciate it.
And it's something that, bankruptcy, estate planning, once a month having you on here to talk about it. There's so many aspects of law that people just don't understand. And they think that, like I said earlier, it's that, oh, yeah, I need to do that. And, oh, gosh, what about what? You remember what happened, to Sue and Lou and all those things that happened to them. But it can happen to anybody.
Absolutely. It absolutely can.
And you just had a wonderful, you brought in this great kind of a package or a guide here. Yeah, you just got through giving a class on this.
I did one back in May. A presentation at Stiefel Nicholas, and I occasionally do seminars on estate planning. I probably will have one coming up again in January or February.
Well, please let us know. I'm sure many of our listeners would like to meet you and come to the seminar, because this touches every single living soul.
And it touches
in America, especially
with all the changes too in taxes and all this that nobody can keep up with it, which is another problem that we have. But at least, knowing that your estate's taken care of and that your family's taken care of is so important.
Total peace of mind.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lucky.
Hey, Thank you.
Tomorrow we're going to have City Councilman Rick Bassetti on. And Councilman Bassetti is also, as we all know, running for the state assembly in the new assembly district against, I guess it's going to be Dan Logue. And this is, again, it's one of those things where we've got new districts, even though the one for the Senate is being fought in court. But the assembly districts are out there. So we're going to talk to Rick about what he wants to do, why he's running for assembly.
against a fellow Republican, and what he's going to do is make a difference.
That sounds great. I think we also have the Cascade folks coming in, and we're going to, of course, have a ticket giveaways, which is always great around this time of year.
That's right, and Jim Wright won the CD today.
All right, congratulations. So, and we had somebody else who, that was the second one.
Second one,
oh,
right.
Excellent.
Well, great. So, later on this week, we're going to have just a number of surprises as we finish out. As we get closer to Christmas here, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Some of his accusers were about to face Jerry Sandusky in court when the ex-Penn State coach waived his preliminary hearing on child sex abuse charges. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live at the courthouse in Belfont.
Lisa, Jerry Sandusky's attorney, Joe Amendola, waived the hearing here in Belfont, saying we only would have heard what the alleged victims and witnesses have to say and nothing from the defense.
All that would have done is reaffirm what many of you already think, that Jerry Sandusky is guilty and that he committed these offenses. And I thought that put him in a very unfair position.
Sandusky's accused of 50 counts in a child sex scandal, but told us when he left this courthouse that he's staying the course and will present his side of the story later at trial. Lisa.
Jeff, thanks. The great tax debate about to kick into high gear on Capitol Hill. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The House is set to approve an extension of the payroll tax cut and unemployment insurance that also fast-tracks the key